would like to introduce our guest, Jerry White, Marcia and Jerry White from Spokane, Washington, are diamonds, and you sit down at a table with Jerry White, you know you've had an education. People are beginning to hear about him and really enjoying learning from him. He's such a great teacher and has so much knowledge about our NECAM products and explains them in a way that is very easy for everybody to understand and seems to have such good recall of all the things he's been learning. And so I enjoy learning from him, so I certainly hope I can get back into this call. And we have Elaine Shaw on with us, who's a platinum from Virginia, and she will be was planning to help me in visiting with Jerry, and so hopefully I will be back. I'd like to turn the time over to Jerry. I would like, Jerry, for you to begin telling us a little bit about your NECAM story and how you got started with NECAM, what was it caught your eye, and what it is that makes you excited about NECAM, and then we'll ask you some questions. Does that work for you?
Sounds good to me. Back about 10 years ago, I was working as a swim coach and working as a physical therapist at the local Shriners Hospital here. I was fortunate enough to be involved with a major project to put together a laboratory to study how and why kids moved the way they did, and a very, very sophisticated laboratory. But yet, I was spending way too much time working. I was working there as a physical therapist, working on amputees and unusual pain syndromes, and I was also in charge of kind of just all the odd stuff that came through, and one day got an opportunity to work at developing a laboratory called Human Performance and Gait Analysis Laboratory. Had to learn what that was first and then built one. And we spent, so I was doing 40 hours of clinical work a week, and then in the laboratory I was doing an additional 20 hours. I was teaching in biomechanics and physiology at the local university. Also teaching Sunday school and acting, and had my fourth child on the way, and I was building a 3,000, 4,000 square foot log house by hand on weekends and evenings, and going like a maniac. And a couple things really changed the direction of my life at that time. First was a friend of mine who was one of the parents on the swim team I was coaching, and he had actually become so ill that he was really unable to function as an adult in society. He was having massive seizure activities, having as many as 9 grand mal seizures a day. And I thought I'd seen the last of him. I thought he actually died. 4 years later, he shows up in my clinic wearing 4 little NECAM magnetic discs on his head. And he told me a wild tale about sleeping on this mattress pad and wearing these things on his head, and overnight, his condition went from critical, in fact, terminal, to where here he was walking, talking, and carrying on a regular life. And the other thing that struck me was pretty amazing was he told me that he was only able to work for 2 years, and the last 2 years in his adult life because of this seizure problem, but he felt so morally sort of tied to the fact that his wife and son had to do all the work that he was just going crazy trying to get information out to the world about this this stuff called NECAM. Well, it kind of seemed a little goofy wearing these magnets on his head. They were taped to a shoestring that was tied around with a bow in the front. And so it was a little bit difficult to sort of grasp the gravity of what he was getting at because he looked so goofy. But he had a second thing that was real important, and that was he demonstrated an absolutely amazing tendency toward complete and total conviction. He was absolutely sold on this idea of this NECAM, and knew without a shadow of a doubt in his life that without NECAM he would not be alive. And that conviction played heavily on me, that he really was just swallowing his pride to come and talk to me. In fact, he said, "Coach, I don't know much, and I've never been educated, and I know that you've been through all this stuff, but," he says, "I got to tell you, because the kids that you work with, if I could just make a difference in one of their lives, I'd feel like I was more worthwhile in this world. And the other thing that happened about that time is my oldest son at that time was 9 years old, and he came up to me and said, "Dad, how is it that you can go down and work at that hospital all day long? And if you ever come home, there's no time for us." And man, that'll make a guy sit and refigure things. So those things brought me to Nikan. I started to take a look, and as we go through the rest of the call, maybe we can have a sense that not only did it change me from a professional aspect, it changed me personally. And Marcia and I jumped into this, and within 7 months, it replaced my income at the hospital, and we ran off with it, and here we are today, diamonds. And I recommend you all try it, because it's real fun being a diamond.
It certainly sounds like it. Ruth, are you back on?
I am.
Oh, good.
Yes, I got here. I only missed a couple of seconds. I just came right back on the phone, and that is really nice to be able to hear Jerry's story and his introduction to Nikan. It's really good that this man had the bravo to be able to and courage to be able to come and talk to you, and that you did listen to him. I bet you're forever grateful unto him.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I oftentimes tear up when I talk about Al. I just give him the greatest respect. And his wife, Mary, she did so much for so many people in this thing, Nikan. And, well, all that stuff's pretty convincing, especially when you're in this cold, hard world of scientific facts, that just the tenderness that they brought to the game was, that was a good place for me to start learning.
Right. So, what are you thinking is our potential both for business and for helping people with our new products? I don't know if you can decide which one you're most excited about, the lactoferrin or the body energizer, or if you have something else that you want to talk to us about, we'd love to hear it.
Okay. Well, let me just kind of build a thought process here. When I was first introduced to Nikan and saw this amazing thing that was happening to my friend, I went to the laboratory and had to do what I had to do, and that was just spend some time and postulate a few things and then try them and see if I could make them work in the laboratory. And one of the things that was most impressive to me was the idea that when we looked at this alternating magnetic field that we see when we look at the triangle pattern, that was pretty neat. We could put people on them, and I could put them in my laboratory, and I could test with force platforms, EMG telemetry, and looking at the biomechanics and watching three-dimensional motion analysis, and we could watch what happens to a person when we test them in some of these original tests we used for perturbing the balance. And we found a couple things that were very, very intriguing. First off, whenever we put a person on the mag steps back in those days and tested or tried to knock them over, push their hands up, you know, we've seen the, actually in those days we were pushing down on their hands, we'd see a certain neurologic response. Their toes would go down, they'd stand up on their toes, and their heel would come off the ground and move forward. And if we matched that same pressure when they were standing on the mag steps, when we pushed down, they weren't standing on the mag steps, their toes went down and their heel came up. When they stood on it, they didn't do that. And we found that the nerve was actually firing about twice as fast as it was previously. That was pretty interesting stuff. And the next thing we discovered was that this stuff goes all the way through, and we were spinning mag boys and doing that whole deal and going, holy smokes. There were some really interesting things on skin that I was using at another hospital on wounds, and it was taking an extremely minute electrical current, passing it across the cell, and it turns out that the cell picked that up because it was matching the cell's resting membrane potential, they call it. That's its electric potential. It turned out that all the damaged cells all of a sudden kind of got reoriented and turned on the factories. We saw this huge increase in the cell's ability to move nutrients in and out of the cell, and to increase the power output and to create the amino acids, the building blocks of the cell. We knew that was happening with these extremely minute magnetic or electrical currents. And then when we sat down and began to start to figure it out, we found that, holy cow, this alternating magnetic field created that same thing, but instead of just being on the surface like all the things we had done before, it was doing it completely through the body. So we went on kind of a rampage to look at the finite detail of many NECAN products. What I found today that has revolutionized my business in the last 6 months is a concept that I'm going to call intuitional understanding. And basically, a person I'm finding, just the human spirit, the ability of the human being to actually understand and sense what is needed is incredible unless we're bamboozled out of it. And what I'm finding is that the body knows what it needs. And let's take, for example, the idea of this magnetic field. If we put the properly oriented magnetic field underneath the feet, then we got this response. If we took another magnetic field and changed the distance between the switches and the poles, it didn't make any difference on the balance. And we thought, that's interesting. It turns out to be a frequency pattern. Well, that frequency pattern, I kind of put two and two together and reading lots of material and studying vibration and harmonics and resonance and physics and all kinds of physiology and all sorts of stuff, the patterns began to start to become evident, and that is that the body is basically set to understand these frequencies, and it's friendly with them, so that when we put the body in these right frequency patterns, well, here's an example of a right frequency pattern. Imagine you're in school and you see somebody walk by from the opposite sex and you start getting a real pitter-patter in your heart. Holy smokes, you just about come unglued. You can't hardly speak. This person just cranks you up, and they might even be reasonably funny looking. But then you see somebody else who's absolutely gorgeous. You don't even, it doesn't trip your trigger at all. Well, it turns out that that's apparently a harmonic too, that's kind of like we call it resonating with one another. What I'm finding that NECAN's having this uncanny ability to do is to look across the spectrum and find things that match up with that resonance, that thing that causes the body to create the energy it needs, but also to be able to hear more clearly what it needs to do. So if we step forward from that, and we take, that was originally magnetics, then we found that when they started applying the infrared, the far infrared light wave, that had some pretty profound things that we saw with that as well. And in that far infrared, it seems to have the kind of frequency that we're looking for causing the body to, What I heard Neil Dool talk about it in a way that said that basically it's the same frequency that cells communicate with each other. I thought, now that's interesting. Same frequency that cells communicate with each other. So once we apply this far infrared light, which is reflected back into the body through the far infrared material, we now see that the cells are picking that up and they're working again in the vibrational frequency. Give you an example. If you have a wine glass sitting on table and you have an opera singer that emits the right pitch, what is happening is that the wine glass is vibrating at a given speed, the little molecules in it, and if you match that speed with your voice, something interesting happens. You don't change the speed at which those molecules are vibrating. They'll always be the same speed. That's just their signature. But what happens is you get more vibration, more distance of movement on every vibration, so it carries more energy. Well, it turns out the glass is too rigid to be able to handle that, and it shakes apart. in nature, it's now becoming apparent that these energy factors seem to be able to load that vibration. This is kind of one of the concepts that MRI works on. And Niken has applied it in an incredibly simple way. You wear it. You sleep under it. Then we found the application, and I love what Mac and Pat put together in their idea of total health, Niken total health, in the pyramid that describes we could have ultimate health if we had a good deep sleep. And I'm finding intuitively that most people, if you ask them, you say basically, if you had a choice, maybe you feel terrible, maybe you got low energy, maybe you're sick, maybe you got all kinds of problems, between drugs, more surgery, nuclear radiation, or better sleep, which one do you think would put you on the best track in starting to get your body to rebuild itself and get more healthy? And most people intuitively, before they think too hard, will say sleep. Body kind of knows that. The next one up would be hydration, cleaning up the air and the water. But we find out now that both the air and the water can be set with these vibrational frequencies. One of them is called pi factor. The other one is called negative ion generation. Those are also seem to be in the same harmonics. The next one up is nutrition. We're finding that if we test the nutrition, we find the same thing occurs, that the body can tell what it needs, and you get stronger when it's around if you have the right ones, and it gets weaker if you have the wrong ones. So we're doing sleep, water, air, nutrition, energy is next, and we've been talking about energy so far. Makes sense that if you increase energy and decrease stress, you're going to be healthier. And finally, fitness, to cap it all off, fitness. So that's what now makes sense to me completely, is to put yourself in that environment, and holy smokes, this thing is just going crazy. So, I was supposed to let you ask more questions, huh?
Oh, I think this is very interesting, Jerry.
Did you have any question, Elaine?
Yes, I did. It's about it's about both body energizer and the lactoferrin.
Okay.
And it has to do with fibromyalgia. It's a condition that seems to be, you know, popping up everywhere, this autoimmune issue. And the lactoferrin, how is that going to impact it?
Well, that's a great question, and one of the things that I've found is over the course of my Niken career, I have run across literally thousands of people who wanted to say, I have a diagnosis, what should I do? And there's some really interesting things that we have to know about how diagnoses are arrived at. And one of them was that when we're starting to assess from a medical standpoint what a diagnosis might be, there's a series of questions and a matching game that goes on with personal experience or laboratory experience or textbook experience that says, oh, it seems to be fitting into these categories, so we'll put a name on it. Well, by their own judgment, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, just about a year and a half ago, a February article, just can't remember which year, they were giving themselves a sort of a checkup. And they said, surprisingly, 40% of all diagnoses in the United States are wrong.
Oh, boy.
So one of the things I would find, if somebody was sent to me in my clinic with the diagnosis of arthritis, for example, I could kind of, that would put me on the page for asking some questions. But with every one of them, in my clinical experience, I'd have to go and say, what hurts? When does it hurt? How does it hurt? Describe it to me. Can you... What helps it? What makes it worse? And we go through kind of that scenario, and we'd be back down to the practical points of what makes it better or what makes it worse. And that's exactly what we're going to come to in this condition you're speaking of. And I think I'm going to just wrap it into a total picture called autoimmune disorders.
Okay, that's great.
In the idea that the autoimmune disorder occurs like this, it says, body's cruising along. It's doing pretty good. It's got everything sort of figured out. It's running on autopilot, and everything's great. One day, it begins to start to get weird signals. It starts to recognize the body as the enemy and begins to start to attack the body parts as if they were enemy, and then you're in trouble. And they range from lupus to rheumatoid arthritis to fibromyalgia, all these different kinds of disorders. There's just hosts of them. Now, here's something I always found interesting. There, in many cases, is not a definable event. You didn't slam up against the wall. You may not have had this major viral infection. Sometimes there might be a trigger like that, but it's just you run around chasing your tail trying to figure out where it came from. But what it appears to be is just the body's now interpreting the information in a different way, because certainly the DNA didn't change. So my theory is if we can actually take away the offending mechanism or allow the body to do any number of things, might be reboot the computer, start from scratch and go through the appropriate sequence, or to change the vibrational information so that the body begins to start saying, oh, that's not the enemy anymore. And you go a couple of generations of cell divisions, and it would sort of make sense that you could come back to where you were supposed to be. Now, one of the conditions that's most dramatic with this autoimmune concept is one called, it used to be called reflex sympathetic dystrophy.
Yeah.
And if you watch a tape that was done by Curtis Bennett, he talks about this lady who had this condition, and this condition gets pretty nasty. It's one that us physical terrorists used to love to get in the clinic, because you kind of have to put people in a rubber room and shut the door and say, scream as loud as you want, nobody's going to hear you. If we didn't get them moving in about 6 months, the prognosis was extremely poor and can be so bad that the bones dissolve underneath the skin eventually, and you have to amputate the body part. Well, the precipitating problem that can cause your hands to go into that, or your legs, can simply be as simple as bumping your shoulder when you walk through a door. But it's a messed up neurologic system or interpretation. And in Curtis's, he shows some very interesting photographic evidence in the changes overall. The condition you're speaking of, I would say, is dramatically outlined to be a sleep disorder. And if you were to take any group of population, this was done on a group of college kids, and they put brainwave monitors on them, and once they began to put them to sleep, and when they get to the long brainwave sleep, they'd wake them up. And after 9 days, all of the students either had all the symptoms of fibromyalgia, or they had all the symptoms of the flu.
Right, I remember reading that.
Predominantly a sleep disorder. The same thing we think is as much of ADD is a sleep disorder. And if you can return people to a more normal sleep pattern, you're good to go. Now, one thing I find with that condition you mentioned is that the nervous system is so cranky that it's turned up, it's fever pitch, kind of like a mom that's been locked into a house with a bunch of screaming little kids all day. And then when dad comes home, all he has to do is to spill the milk once and she jumps all over his birthday cake. You know, you can kind of imagine that stuff. She's just ready to go. Well, the nervous system in somebody who's in that situation and the whole sort of input mechanism is turned up maximum volume and just mad. And we start adding back some of the magnetic technology. At first, it'd be like watching a movie and your eyes accommodate to it. It's real dark inside. You step out into the bright sunshine. Well, light's probably good for you. But when that light hits your pupils, you're just going, holy smokes, that hurts like crazy. But then the body adapts. And that's what's more likely in my experience, is that those people who have that kind of an experience in the magnetic fields initially adapt quite nicely over time. But I think the answer is going to be for most of these people in the range of vibrational harmonics, sleep, balancing your life, and using the anti-inflammatory properties of the biodirected joint CM over those areas that hurt. And you might see some fabulous results.
hearing you say is that if you use the body energizer with someone who has one of these autoimmune disorders, you know, and specifically the fibro, that that first they may hurt more.
Oh,
because
you bet.
It's that sharp, bright light.
They might stand up, take the thing, and break it over your head. So what you want to do is to take somebody who has that kind of a disorder and basically say, you know, I just have to do a thinking process. If a person's been really sick with something or really miserable with something for a long time, let's turn it on for a little bit and see how it goes, and then turn it off after 4 or 5 minutes. What I found, just one kind of key indicator, is that if I hold that up within about 2 feet of their head, turn it on, leave it on for about a count of three, and then turn it off. If they're going to be real sort of sensitive to it with the body energizer, they'll tell you they feel a little woozy, and then it'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only one I've found where the body energizer really, or the palm mag, is that movement, that fast moving of the magnetic field. It's kind of like your body kind of gets in gear, and it's starting to do all the things it needs to do, but more rapidly. So you end up kind of like when you're starting an exercise program. Boy, you get gung-ho, and you put your spandex on, and you hit the pavement, and then 2 days later, you're realizing you don't feel kind of like you wanted to.
Yeah, all of a sudden, that no pain, no gain, oh yeah, oh boy.
And so you're going to want to break through that. You're going to want to keep going and get through it.
Well, can you explain just a little bit how that body energizer can affect the whole body by just putting your feet on it for a short duration?
You bet. This is just guessing because nobody really knows.
Well, right.
But here's some rather interesting things. Number one, when we do the test, for example, on the mag steps, we find that you could take a mag step and set it on somebody's shoulder or stick it in their pocket, and they don't have this same balance reaction as we do under their feet. That was kind of interesting. It's the feet have this ability to apparently orient. It sort of makes sense God would make us that way, because your feet are meeting the ground and kind of trying to figure out where things are. So the feet become sort of a critical point that correct posture, that make all kinds of different input changes. And so we come to the idea of using the body energizer. Now, remember when I talked initially about damaged tissue? And when we put it in the presence of these properly designed magnetic fields, it seems to turn all the factories on, opens up the doors, and lets more nutrients come in, more waste products go out. But we're going to see that, and we're going to see it with the body energizer in a 360-degree sphere about 3 to 4 feet away from each one of those little balls. And that's pretty dramatic. You could affect the knees, the hips, just by virtue of being within that distance while you're sitting. And we can see then that perhaps has an effect on how fast the nerves conduct their velocities or how fast they get to the brain. Now, I found that that's an interesting factor in the Ken products, is that the body is built so that it hears information from the outside, uses that information to correct itself, realize that the body heals itself. We don't do anything in medicine that really heals the body. We just remove stuff that's preventing the body from healing itself. But we're finding with Niken in some of these vibrational harmonics, it is apparent that now it's kind of like if the brain is like the great powerful Oz sitting back behind the curtain watching a bunch of TV sets and trying to figure out what's going on in these stress areas. And we're getting confused information, apparently. I think it was Kawasaki or Suzuki, one of the motorcycle main doctors, over in Japan wrote an article called Magnetic Field Deficiency Syndrome back in 1975, I think. Very, very interesting. And his perception was that all the electronics we use every day are putting out a vibration or a alternating field at 60 cycles. We kind of know that, you know, alternating current, 60 cycles per second. If you've been around electricity, you know that. And it turns out that the Earth's magnetic field pulses at 7.8 cycles per second. And that pulsing goes on. If you send people into space and they get out of that, they kind of get confused. And that can be a real problem. Well, what the brilliance behind this alternating magnetic field that Ken has come up with is that it is not an electrically created magnetic field. It's a spinning bar magnet. That has a huge benefit to it. The other thing that happens is they've set the frequency at harmonic ranges. At the highest frequency, when you turn that body energizer all the way up, it works on the same vein as, if you're in music, octaves. Are you familiar with that term?
Yes.
Where octaves means that when you go from a C to the next higher C, it's vibrating twice as fast. Mathematically, it's a matching pitch. So if you play one, you can literally get the other strings to vibrate that are in that harmonic. It's harmonically related. What they're doing is they're picking up the energy from the vibration of that one existing. Well, that spin of those balls is set up so that it matches or is a harmonic of that 7.8 cycles per second in the body. Now, here's an interesting point that many people don't realize. The pituitary gland actually puts out the hormones that control body function. Well, it turns out that the pituitary, the master hormone gland, has a control tower on it. It's called a pineal gland. Apparently, that pineal gland is a magnetosensor, and it sits and counts those pulses and then releases the daily, the monthly, the weekly hormones based on the count. So if you're in an environment of magnetic fields that's pulsing at a different rate, it's getting confused all the time. It's got a lousy signal to it. So back to our Great and Powerful Oz analogy. Here's a guy sitting in front of a bunch of fuzzy TV sets because there's just all this interference coming in. What it appears is when we put the body in the relationship with these spinning magnetic fields in the right frequency, it's like plugging a high-powered cable in and all the stuff clears up. So the body then starts to send out much more appropriate corrective activities in every place where it's needed. And that's kind of theoretically what I've come to in imagining how come we've seen so many millions of people worldwide using these things and had so few, in fact, no negative side effects, because it appears that what it's doing is allowing the body to hear itself more clearly and more appropriately respond in the way that it should have initially. And then finally, this adding of a harmonic resonance appears to be able to add energy to the function of water and the cells so that they can carry by vibration an entirely different level of energy than we ever thought was possible when we were dealing in physiology. Holy cow, I think I've gone crazy on this call.
Well, you know what I heard you say, and I think it's so important, is that 40% of the diagnoses are incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
The body responds to what is good for it.
You got it.
It doesn't need to have a term. Basically, what I'm hearing you say is that all of our products, all of our technologies are working at the frequency of, or at the same frequency as the body. It is giving it what it needs. And so the question about fibromyalgia or anything else is really, it's not important. It's just put these products on and let them do what they need to do.
Well, that's a great way to put it, and you can literally test this by taking every single product that Niken has come out with that I've ever tested. Test the same as every other product on every physiologic test we've ever put them through, which tells me that there has to be some underlying mechanism that ties them all together, and that apparently in all the stuff that's coming out in the major physics literature and in most of the medical stuff, people are beginning harmonics.
And of course, if people are deciding from their perception of what all these different, the way people have manifested their problems, they're prescribing drugs, and they've got the diagnosis wrong in the first place, of course there are going to be side effects.
You're supplying something foreign to the body, the body's going to react, and then you have to supply something else foreign to the body to correct the reaction, and then the two reactions get together and cause another reaction, and then off you go, and you got a whole bunch of things that are adding on to one another, and if you tested them, they'd biologically not feel right. And I'll go back to the intuition. I had a couple here in our local area, and I did a lot of presentations to them. They were basically just interested in products. He had a very interesting disorder where he got progressive scarring of the lungs, and they were just deteriorating. She had a condition, this is a real nasty one, where a type of arthritis where the back was fusing one segment at a time from the bottom to the top and from the top to the bottom. So I got through explaining a few things, but mostly saying sleep, water, air, nutrition, energy, and fitness. We're working toward a wellness concept where you wrap your body in this kind of a situation. And I said, intuitively, just reach down inside of your heart now and understand this. Well, here's his story. Basically, this condition that he's got is rare everywhere except in their local area.
Oh.
And it turns out that in our local area in Spokane, we have the second highest incidence of MS in the world. And so there are locally things where people go, I wonder if there's a common thread here. So I said to him, if you had the option for more drugs, more surgery, nuclear medicine, or this balance concept, sleep, water, air, nutrition, energy, and fitness, where would you start if you just stop thinking and let your body go with it and say, from there I can begin to heal myself? And he said, water and air. So we got him all hooked up with that. Turned to his wife and said, out of all these things, where do you intuitively believe you need the greatest support to start rebuilding? And she said, sleep. And it's just been wonderful because they answer their own questions.
This is very interesting, Jerry. One of the things that, as I've been listening to you, I had a question on kind of back toward the beginning, and you said something about alternating current and being able to see the cell reactions. What do you mean by see the cell reactions?
Well, it was measured. Back in 1973, a guy named Meng was doing some laboratory experiments and found that if you play this, this electrical current, and it was 40 to 70 microamps, which is really, really, really small current, at 10 to 20 cycles per second. Now, this would be right in that range of the Earth's magnetic field, which is 7.8 cycles. So 10 to 20, so it's right around that 10. What we found was that the cells, or what he found in his experimentation, was that the cells, when they were damaged, spent a good deal of their energy sending out an electrical SOS saying, send help. And as a result of putting that energy, they may be sick cells that are on the verge of death anyway, and they just push themselves over the edge. What was apparent with this microcurrent that he was discussing was that when you applied that kind of a resting signal to the cells, they changed from the SOS signal to a factory signal that said, okay, let's open up the membrane and allow things to flow more easily. Let's improve ATP production, which came up at 300% according to his study, and amino acid production came up 400%. All of these things occurred, and I was fascinated with it. But the problem with microcurrent, the way we were using it, was that it was too small an electrical current to go past the skin's resistance. So you can only affect two or three cell layers. The fascinating thing about these magnetic fields was they were creating a similar electrical current, a gently, but it was all the way through 4 feet of a horse and everything from one side to the other, up and down. If we tried to do the same thing with electrical current, we'd turn it up so high it would fry the skin. So we couldn't even do it. And that's what really got me most excited when I first started to take a look at the can.
Very interesting. We have amazing products, and if we just realize what we have with our
Let me flip into lactoferrin in that regard. I got an opportunity to talk with Dr. Naidu after the President's Club time, and I literally walked away from that experience with a sense that of almost trepidation, that we were the ones who were given this amazing technology, and I would feel horrible if we kind of dropped the ball and didn't get it out there. And here's sort of the process he led me through, as best I can paraphrase it. He said when he was looking at autoimmune problems or the immune system, and it has to attack things once it gets inside the body. He said, and this was sort of my imagination, that it'd be sort of like the FBI. If the bad guys got into the country, the FBI takes them. What he thought was, wouldn't it be better if we beefed up the border guards and prevented them from coming in? Well, in NECAN so far, we did what most of the rest of the world would do, but we did it even better with the immunity product based on mushrooms, and we're really enhancing the ability of the immune system to work after the infiltrators have gotten in. What he thought was, if we can beef up the border guard, maybe we'd be better off. So he started this lifelong pursuit, and amazing credentials and PhDs and groups of physicians that he worked with to develop this idea. The idea was essentially, what is the active ingredient, for example, in colostrum? And if you're familiar with colostrum, it's that stuff that seems to make babies immune to things for the first month or so of life from mother's milk. Turns out that it's 14% of mother's milk is colostrum and only 1% in cow's milk. Well, one problem, even if we do drink the cow's milk, and I've heard some people since we introduced lactoferrin said when they were on the farm and they were just drinking whole milk for their kids, they got a lot less sick than they did when we went to pasteurized stuff. And it turns out, for sanitary reasons and to try to keep the health of people where it should be, this pasteurization process is important. But if you try to get this active ingredient of colostrum out after pasteurization, you've basically flattened, clobbered, and disabled the molecule that apparently seems to make all that good stuff happen. And it turns out that molecule is lactoferrin. Now, lactoferrin has some really incredible properties to it that were alluded to by Dr. Naidu, and then a little film he gave me afterwards. And one of them is, there are three basic properties. Lactoferrin will line all of the mucous membranes inside the lungs, the digestive tract, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, ears, the inputs, the outputs, everywhere where the body can come in contact with outside is a mucous membrane to protect it. And sitting on that mucous membrane are these lactoferrin molecules. They're naturally occurring, and we all have them, but it is apparently that stress depletes them. And what we're basically doing is we're giving a natural molecule back, and here's the kicker. When the molecule was originally discovered, then a bunch of companies jumped on the bandwagon and started producing it. It had an effect, probably about 11 to 12%, in one study I saw, of the E. coli in a petri dish was killed when you put this lactoferrin in it. What Dr. Naidu's fabulous experiments came up with was a way to re-energize the lactoferrin and turn it back into something that was mimicking or exactly what it was when it was biologically active. So he was able deactivate or activate it and cause it to go back to its functional state, at which point it went from about 12% successful to 99% successful in removing things like bacteria, molds, fungus, candida, viruses, and very, very interesting ways that it does it. It basically sits on the surface of the mucous membranes, and then when these things come by, they have little Velcro-like structures on them called fimbria. And that's what they hook to the edge of the mucous membrane with, and then they draw iron from the environment to get enough energy to reproduce. And as they reproduce, they put off toxins. Those toxins is what makes you sick. The more they reproduce and the more of them, the more toxins they put out, and you finally get sick. What this lactoferrin apparently does is it latches on and knocks all of the Velcro off of them so they can't attach anymore. And secondly, what it does is it robs the iron from the local environment so that it can't reproduce.
So it's basically amazing. It makes it impotent.
Oh, yeah. It's cool stuff. So, how are we doing on time here?
I better flip the question. We should be winding up here, Jerry.
Yeah, okay. So, basically, those were some things that I kind of wanted to pour out there, but I love the way you brought me back to the idea that it really all boils down to the fact that no matter what the science turns out to be in the long run, intuitively, the antennas that God put inside of all of us, we should trust more often. And if we put it all together, this Nikan's first people to ever do that. Whoa.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Well, it's beyond. It's just amazing what's on the horizon if we do what we are supposed to do. And that's to create a network of people who get it today, not to try to necessarily convince people. Because intuitively, if we can finally just say after we make a short presentation or a long presentation or whatever we do, what do you think? Inside your heart of hearts, it doesn't have to be a person with years of education or sitting on the school board or being a PhD. What it takes is being a human being. And you can sense and you can care. And how many of us can look at that and say, you know what, if we all slept well, cleaned up the air we breathe and the water we breathe or drink, put some activation back into, got more energy, improved our nutrition and got on a fitness program, how many people would no longer be in the healthcare system? Most of them. And we can hide our heads in the sand, or we can say, you got to do it all. It isn't going to be a magic bullet, and it isn't going to be a magic pill, although we've got magic bullets coming out our ears, and they can. What it's about is balancing our lives, humans being more, and becoming something that we intuitively, each one of us understands, whether we're a brain surgeon or whether we work on fixing people's shoes. And now it's a matter of human beings bonding together, because that's kind of, I guess, the last point. The vibrational harmonics that come from Nikan products can cause our body to go into an apparent state where it can just kick tail and move to a much higher level. What's even more exciting is what can happen when we take human energy from one person to the next and lock arms and say, it shall be done, and the bigger rocks you throw at us, the tougher we're going to be. And we create a network of people like that, and that's what it seems like we're going to go to now.
That's fantastic, Jerry. We will make a difference, and by the year 2010, we will be able to change the disease statistics of North America if we follow what you're talking about here. The people that we want to find in Nikan and the people that we have found and have on our team are all people who want to make a difference, and so all they have to do is realize that we have the difference in what we are presenting. And all we have to do is talk to people exactly like you said and be more just presenting and saying, do you get it? Do you want to make a difference? Jerry, we really thank you.
There's a respecting and honoring of the fact that they're going to get it and just say, you know what, you're just like me and I'm just like you, but together we're stronger than we are separately.
Great.
And we don't need to know all that you have shared with us. All we need to do is just go out there and talk and say, here, try this and see. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah, because I think everybody on this call, if they intuitively look inside themselves, the answer to the question is, I knew it, I just needed somebody to tell me so I felt better about it.
Right.
Exactly. That's what we like to have on this call, and that's why we enjoy having you here. Thank you very much for being our guest.
Well,
we look forward to having you come to our expo in April.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Elaine, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for inviting me, Ruth. Thanks, Jerry.
We're going to have the best year in NECAM we have ever had in the year 2005. And if you ever did doubt it, just listen to Jerry's call again. These calls are taped by Blue Ribbon Video and should be on their website soon. That would be www.blueribbonvideo.com. Thanks again, Jerry and Elaine. Good evening.
Good night.